RSM 927 Summer Breakfast with Andrew Mays and Glenn McFarlane.
25 past 8 on your Monday morning. The voice of cycling joins us, Phil Liggett, after the Tour Down Under finished yesterday. An incredible race again and scarily similar to last year. Phil, good morning and thanks for your time again on RSN 927.
It's a great pleasure. Good morning to you. Nice to hear all of Melbourne's blocked up with cars because I'm still in Adelaide.
Good stuff. Now, it was a strange race yesterday, considering it was so similar to what happened 12 months ago with Richie Port racing up Wallunga Hill and Darrell Impey waiting to see if he'd gained enough time on him.
That's right. Last year, Richie almost did it. He was half a second too slow at the top of the climb and won by Darrell on countback of finishing positions. This year, it was a different kettle of fish. Richie lost too much time, and we're only ever talking seconds in the Tour Down Under. He couldn't make it up, but what he wanted really was to win that last stage for a sixth successive year at Top of the Hill. He was never going to win the race, in my opinion, and Darrell knew that. At the end of the day, Darrell was just behind him, so there was no big deal.
Phil, could you take us a bit behind the emotion that Darrell showed yesterday and the story behind that?
Yes, I mean, he lost a dear friend, and I did too, of course, just before Christmas in Paul Sherwin. Mm-hmm. And he was riding with another man on his shoulders, and, you know, that's an incredible incentive. It was very special for Darrell. I was with him in December in Johannesburg, where he lives, and we were doing a little gig for the young talent coming through in South Africa. And we were talking there, and he said his one thing he wanted to do was to come back down to Adelaide and win again. He's the first rider to do it, and he's done it in big style, and he was, believe me, very, very happy last night.
Now, in terms of the weekend's action as a whole, it was a very dramatic Saturday with Caleb Ewan being disqualified after a crash. Tell us what happened on that stage.
Well, we had a doubleheader there, 9 kilometres out from the finish. The race leader for 4 days, Patrick Bevan, touched the wheel of Caleb Ewan in the tight bunches that were lining up for the 9 kilometre dash to the finish in Strathalbyn. And he touched the back wheel, it appeared, and down he went. And he fell very heavily, Patrick. And the peloton played the game because they actually slowed down, even though they were closing in on the finish, and he got back into the race. But he was very badly injured. He was holding his ribs. He went for a CAT scan. He went for a concussion test, etc. As far as Caleb was concerned, he got involved in a bit of argy-bargy with a Belgian rider, Jesper Philipsen. He was trying to push Philipsen off the back wheel of Peter Sagan. He was using his head and his shoulders, and you just can't do that. And he got the position, and Philipsen himself, he's only 20, he's a young pro rider in his first few weeks as a pro, didn't complain, but the judges saw the offence, and they relegated Caleb to the back of the field. And as it happened, Philipsen finished second, and he was given the win. If he'd have finished third, he would have only finished second. That's the way the rule works, and it would have been Sagan who finished second who would have won. There you go.
Yes, a little bit of drama playing out on that stage indeed. A couple before you let you go. First of all, the former of Richie Porte seemed to have lost no toe up Wallunga Hill again, as he mentioned, winning for the sixth time. Would he be happy with his Tour Down Under heading towards the European summer in 4 or 5 months' time?
I think he will. He's in a new team, and obviously he wanted to impress here. He's a Tasmanian, and now he'll be going into Europe. I think deep down, though he was very upbeat in his injuries, I think he knew he couldn't win the race, quite frankly. There's a lot of bike riders in this race who seemed to be up for the fight. And on the start of that last day, in theory, 18 riders could have won with the right shakeout on the climb of the Wallunga Hill. In reality, I think only 3 could have won, and one would have been Patrick Bevan. He got dropped on the climb of the Wallunga Hill. He was sucking with the pain from his ribs. But the others, Darrell Impey and Luis Leon Sanchez, they were never going to lose the time that they gained over 4th in the previous 5 days.
And one last one before we let you go. You mentioned Melbourne traffic, which often can be a bit hazardous for cyclists. But today you're on the bike yourself for about 100 kilometres. Tell us what you're doing.
That's right. We've done about 30 so far. We're doing the Great Koala Ride to bring awareness for the Cleveland Sanctuary here, which is the Koala Centre of Excellence. And we're actually riding a tracing off Strava of a koala. So we're up and down, round about. I think we're currently up his bum, I'm not too sure. But we're having a wonderful time, and we'll finish up at Cleveland later in the day. It's all to raise awareness at this moment, and we've got some very high-powered businessmen with us, and they're killing me, frankly. But anyway, I look good in the lifer, and I look good in, with the koala on my chest. So I'm very happy with that bit.
Fantastic. Phil?